Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
It's the 70th annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Convention and Trade Show happening July 22nd and 23rd at the Embassy Suites in Norman. Great speakers. Network with fellow cattlemen. Check out the latest products and services from the sold-out trade show. And Friday, OCA will feature a forum of the Republican candidates in the runoff for the U.S. House District 2. Then on Saturday, a forum will feature the two GOP Senate candidates in the runoff for the final 2 years of Jim Inhofe's seat. If you're in the cattle business, you need to be there. OCA's Convention and Trade Show. Details at okcattlemen.org.
With today's cattle futures gave back some gains we saw over the last couple of days. We had August feeders a $1.87 lower at $178.92. The Septembers were down $1.42 at $181.65. October's a $1.10 lower at $183.90. But just because we had a small setback today, we're roughly $8 or $9 off the low about three trading days ago. So we're above all the moving averages. We're back to the highs not seen since the spring, since March, actually. So the market is still real strong, even though we had a small setback here today in today's session. The live cattle were down $1.37 in August at about $135.50. The October's down $1.42 at $139.87. Technically speaking there, kind of the same as the feeder cattle, but not as positive, but we're above the 50 and 20-day moving average in the August live cattle. We're still a good ways, about $2 or $3 off the low from three trading days ago, so there's still some momentum there. The lean hog market, we're down 95 in August at 109.52. The October's down 20 at 93.32. The December's 85.05, down 35. One of the main topics we see here is this drought and what impact it's having on cattle moving to town. I know sale barn numbers have increased slightly, primarily because people are running out of grass and don't want to buy expensive feed.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
For a farmer, every day is different. And every season tells its own story. Make this the year you do it your way. Coron Metra is a foliar fertilizer that lets you decide when the time is right for nutrition. Metra gives you flexibility. It gives your tank efficiency. And Metra gives your crop more than just nitrogen. Coron Metra, the next evolution in crop nutrition. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration before use.
Today's grain futures here, they're mixed. Wheat was a little bit lower. The September Kansas City down 14 and a quarter cents, 8.48. The overall, again, 13 to 14 lower. Minneapolis was 2 to 4 lower. The Chicago wheat was 14 to 17 lower with December at 8.12. Those wheats, it's kind of surprising here. I know we have harvest pressure, but there's some outside factors here, and it seems like the money flow, and if you follow the money flow, all these commodities are selling off. You got the energies down. Of course, all the grains have sold off. Cotton is just getting obliterated. So across the board selling off here. So despite a drought and some pretty bad conditions across the nation, we're selling off. Beans were 9 to 13 cents lower here, putting November down 9 to 13.40 and a half. The corn market's 3 to 4 higher. And again, cotton today was down the limit at the end of the day, down 4 cents in both December and March. December's at 83.71, down 4 cents a pound. So an unbelievable sell-off from the high of just above 130 to here. It's about a 50-cent sell-off. I don't recall a previous time. I guess there was one time in 2011 that it sold off this much, but it is just in a complete free fall. The U.S. dollar index is also making highs. It's up 72 currently at 108.48, so that makes anything we export, including cotton, less valuable.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you and out of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.